Hi, I'm Anderson Silver, author of the books Your User's Manual and Volume 2, Your Duality Within. Life is difficult, isn't it? And in today's hyper-connected modern day, it just seems like it's harder than ever before, doesn't it? Well, I'm here to tell you it really doesn't have to be that way. With a little help and guidance from ancient Stoic philosophers, you really can attain an anxiety-free and purposeful life. How do I know? Thanks to Stoicism, I'm one such person who turned his life around, and I'm here to share some of that ancient wisdom with you. Welcome to Stoicism for a Better Life.
Hello, beautiful people of planet Earth. The few of you that are listening. The five of you that listen to this podcast from planet Earth. Today, I have a question from the Dingo 69. First things first. Great name. Second thing second. The question is, how can I handle transition between my academic and professional life better as a Stoic? So, without knowing the full details, I'm assuming you're graduating and you're entering the workforce, and perhaps that's where the issue is. Feel free to send a more detailed question if you'd like. You can DM me if you want a more private answer. But generally speaking, when it comes to managing anything or to deal with anything in life. You might have heard me, if you read the books, and remember the books came first way before the podcast. So if you read any of my books, and if you've listened to my podcast, you might have heard me say, as long as you remember who you are, what you are, and where you are, everything else becomes kind of, the volume kind of turns down. It becomes a moot point. You become immune to any stress factors. Let me explain. I'll expand on this. So, who are you? Right? Are you an academic? Are you a student? Are you a worker? Are you a father? Are you a coach? Are you a whatever? No, you are a soul carrying around a corpse. If you haven't heard that quote from Epictetus, or if you don't understand what that means, go back to either my first or second book where I talk about the ship of Theseus, the mental exercise, where we very clearly and easily point out that there is something more within you beyond the physical body. Very simply, if the physical body changes over many years, right, we get older, we look different, we get pacemakers, we get glasses, we might lose limbs and have prosthetics, whatever it is, we still look in the mirror and refer to ourselves as me. So me, therefore, has to be something more than the physical, because the physical changes. Me is the constant. Me is your soul, your spirit, your consciousness, whatever you want to call it, whatever your belief system, is the little something more within. That's who you are, okay? Not everything. Everything else is like a dress you wear in this outside temporal world, right? What are you? So we've established who you are. What are you? Well, we kind of touch upon it, right? You're a consciousness, you're a soul, you're a spirit. What does consciousness mean? Well, our best minds, our greatest scientists that have dedicated their lives to define what consciousness is, here's our best answer, guys. That consciousness is a self-induced hallucination. That's it. That's our best explanation as a species. There's been 100 billion of us walking this little rocky planet, and the best explanation for consciousness we have is it's a self-induced hallucination. So when you hear of these concepts, they are like the Matrix and stuff and whatever, where the outside world is just a theater and you're just basically viewing all of this through a window, the person viewing through the window is you. You don't know for a fact that other people exist. You don't know for a fact that your past existed. You don't know for a fact that you will wake up tomorrow. You could just be living this one day. You wouldn't know it, right? It feels like you lived everything in the past, but you're not there anymore, right? It feels like, you know, you're probably sitting in a building or a car, right? You can see it. But those things are huge, much bigger than your brain. Yet science tells me these images somehow are recreated in my tiny little brain, which means I'm the one that's recreating this quote-unquote outside image inside my brain in a very subjective manner. So who am I? Soul carrying around a corpse. What am I? A soul looking through a window. Through a window to what? That brings us to the third question. Where am I? I'm here in this place called life. Okay. Things happen. It's like a theater. I don't control any of it. None of it really affects me, the real me that's inside. None of it affects the real me inside. None of it touches the real me because I'm the one that's inducing a hallucination within. So where am I? I'm in a theater. Life happens for you. This is what we mean when we say life happens for you. Everything around you is a theater just for you to be able to play in. It's a sandbox. It's a very brief window where you can look at things and interact with things. Life is beautiful when you realize how weird, undefined, obscure, just weird, man, isn't it, when you think about it? So when you realize how fleeting life is, whatever life is, and how it's just a theater that doesn't really touch you, the real you, and the volume kind of turns down on everything around you. Nothing can really get to you anymore. Nothing really irks you anymore because you just don't care. Like in a theater, you know, when the villain comes out and does whatever, well, you know, or like a movie, yeah, you might get a little bit upset when I'm trying to think of like a bad guy from a movie. Of course, I can't right now. But anyways, you might get a little irked. You might get a little emotional, just like we do in real life. But the movie, the story, the theater, life keeps happening. So then there'll be the next act and something else will be happening. Focus on the theater. Remember who you are, what you are, and where you are. Then nothing will hurt you inside. Now, last note on this, you can never stay in this kind of clairvoyant space, ever. You cannot stay there forever, otherwise you would be a sage. And a sage is like a phoenix. It's mythical. It doesn't actually exist. It's a target that we're aiming for. So if you get lost in the trivialities of the day-to-day in this temporal world, don't worry about it. All it takes is one moment for you to recognize who you are, what you are, where you are, and I guarantee you immediately you will feel strength like you've never felt before. You guys take care. I love you very much. And we'll keep trying to punch out these episodes over the next few days before Spotify changes their recording mechanisms. Have a great day, all.
Remember, virtue is not about perfection, but about trying your best. No matter how big or small that effort might be, just keep working on improving yourself, and by definition, you will be virtuous. Check out my articles and other podcasts. Hey, they just might help you on your journey of self-improvement. You can access them all on patreon.com/AndersonSilver. Follow the page to receive notifications of all my new content, and all of this is absolutely free, of course. I wish you all a productive and tranquil week, and remember, we're all in it together, and we're all rooting for each other.